coming up this weekend, starting tonight, the 20th year for the Alexander Paley Music Festival at St. Luke Lutheran Church. And I'm so pleased to have Alexander back here in the studio to celebrate 20 years. Good to have you, as well as Daisuke Yamamoto, who is our good friend from the Richmond Symphony Concertmaster. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And this is year number 20, Alexander.
Yes.
So we've talked about the history before, but for those that are new to the festival, tell them a little bit about how this got started.
It started very unusually because it was a wonderful bookstore in Richmond of old books. And I came, it was 21 years ago, I came to Richmond to play concert with Richmond Symphony. And I went out from my hotel and I see the store. Beautiful old, quite a big room, and we became friends with the owner of the store. And once, you know, all the time when I went to the rehearsal, I passed the store, so we spoke, and I said, listen, a lot of music in Richmond, and I played there before. That's a nice place to have something unusual, like a little chamber music festival. I just said this as a joke and said, okay, let's do it. And that's how it started. Unfortunately, after first year, which was success, he was out of money and whatever, store closed. And I decided that, okay, you know, what to do. And this was Clark Bustard, who wrote that, please don't let him go away because he will not come back. And we were in different places, but now, last couple of years, the festival is where it is now, and I'm very happy because it's a beautiful place, wonderful acoustic. We already created our audience there. Besides people who are coming, there are people who are coming every year. And I try to make good programs there and to bring good people there. And this year, of course, programs are kind of ambitious because that's number 20. I did not want to make festival bigger. It's bigger anyway because with Daisuke we play all 10 Beethoven sonatas, which I think is done. I probably know that it's very first time in this history of Richmond, and I don't think it will be done again soon. But so that's four concerts because on Saturday we have two. Five and five.
Yeah. So let's break it down. First, tonight, you're joined by your wife, Pei-Wen Chen.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of these concerts for two pianos.
Yes.
Or for piano forehands, I should say.
Yes.
So tonight, it's all Rachmaninoff.
Yes. And very first time, we played two pianos. It was always four hands repertoire,
right,
which is huge. But it's everything what Rachmaninoff wrote for two pianos. Two suites and symphonic dances, which originally were written for two pianos. It was only one performance in a private house in Beverly Hills. Was Rachmaninoff himself and Horowitz. You know, I would give a lot to be there. You know, it was only once, and originally it's for two pianos. So that's what is whole Rachmaninoff. Tomorrow is whole Beethoven. And
well, tomorrow we get our other member of the team here in the studio, Daisuke, who we all know from the Richmond Symphony. We saw him last week with the symphony opener and Joshua Bell. That had to be a thrill to have Joshua come and visit and play with you guys too, right?
Oh, absolutely! Yes, it was a lot of fun, and it was great. It was great to have him back as our opener, as our gala.
Now tomorrow, you guys are teaming up for all. That's all the Beethoven sonatas, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
So you're doing them in two concerts, 1 through 5, and then 6 through 10. There's a break, so there's a concert at 3 o'clock. People can plan out their day. Go to the concert at 3, go have dinner, and come back at 7:30. Tell us a little bit about this repertoire.
Well,
I have to say that, this is actually my first time in my own personal history of playing all 10 of these sonatas. And actually, I learned recently that, people always say that they're Beethoven violin sonatas, but actually they're piano sonata, piano and violin sonatas,
right?
You know, much like the Mozart sonatas. So,
and cello sonatas.
Yeah, and the cello sonatas. Yes, yes. So, you know, it's been quite a ride, you know, learning all the sonatas. I've never actually played all of them. I maybe learned about half of them in my lifetime, so the other half were brand new. Spent the whole year learning them, and it's been quite a ride rehearsing. it's pretty intense, but it's a lot of fun. Sasha has played these numerous times over the years, and being able to collaborate with you know, someone like him with, you know, this kind of history and experience has been, you know, quite eye-opening.
This has got to be an issue of stamina, too, going through 10 sonatas for both of you, for that matter.
Absolutely. You know, you can look at this different way. Of course, that's very ambitious and that's kind of marathon. But my goal was not only that. Of course, I wanted to do something very unusual, and I guess I did. But, you know, like with Rachmaninoff also, you see, Rachmaninoff starts from First Suite, which is very early work.
Right.
And finishing with Symphonic Dances, which is last work.
Exactly.
And the same with Beethoven's Sonatas. So whole life of this great composer is in front of you. You just travel. I like very much monographical programs. But this is, of course, gigantic, and I'm very happy. I suggest that Daitsuki is not very first time. In my festival, we played Debussy Sonata, we played Ravel Sonata, we played and trios also. And the last festival, when I suggested him Beethoven 10 Sonatas, it was a couple of seconds silence. And after this, he said, okay, let's do this. So I'm very grateful, because not everybody would do this, you know. That's very difficult. For piano and for violin and for ensemble and whatever.
Very, very ambitious program.
Yeah.
And then we've got the final concert on Sunday at 3. Being a wind player, these works are special to me. I played both the Mozart and Beethoven quintets for piano and winds.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got a horn sonata as well on the program.
Well, because I like Jaffe very much.
He's fantastic.
He's very big talent and wonderful personality. But yesterday we rehearsed wind quintets, and this is Chuck West, who is only one out of everybody and my wife who was playing in each my festival starting from number one.
He's been a long timer here. I've known Chuck for a very, very long time.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Thanks to him, all clarinet repertoire I know.
Yeah.
Because I played with him everything. And absolutely first-class bassoonist and absolutely wonderful oboist. Also, it was just a pleasure. And they played this, but no, Chuck played this, I think, 100 times in his life. But I played not much. These beautiful pieces, beautiful. And a little bit, you know, I wanted after such a big programs like Rachmaninoff, Beethoven, to put something lighter in the end. It's not so terribly light, but
right.
Anyway, yeah.
Now, Dice K, you've been playing around quite a bit as concertmaster. You get an opportunity to play a lot of chamber music. So what makes the Paley Music Festival so unique from your perspective?
Well, I think because the members that, you know, that come and perform have, you know, played with each other for such a long time. You get this, you know, really, I don't know how to say, it's like, you know, getting together with old friends and playing chamber music, you know, that sort of camaraderie. And also to have this very extremely high level of musicianship while, you know, having fun at the same time, I think is very unique, in particular to this festival.
So, Alexander, it's 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there are no plans to shut down the festival. What's ahead in the years to come? And what's your ambition for going forward from here?
No, it's not an ambition. You know, I like Richmond. I don't remember if we spoke with you. You know, where I was born in Russia, it is south of Russia. And I think that all people from the south anywhere have something in common. I understood with me that I'm absolutely in my element in the south of United States and South America, in the south of France, you know, and so on and so on. I like Richmond very much. That's pure sentimental reasons. I really have great pleasure every year. It's very short. But anyway, and I think you know that we opened little series in the winter, mostly to raise money for the festival, and I'm very, very grateful to my board. They are doing that's not too many people, but we don't need many.
Right.
And we need the people who really work, and they work very hard, I have to admit. Really very, very hard, because organization of the festival, not even big one, it's quite a work. You see, ambitions, I plan next festival, if everything is okay, completely about Russian music.
Hmm.
And I don't know the programs yet, but, for example, yesterday I proposed Tom, bassoonist, Glinka Trio Pathetique for clarinet, bassoon, and piano, beautiful piece. He said, "Oh, I did never play this, and I want to play this so much." So, you see, that's great. Let's see. Let's survive this festival first.
It's always great to play new pieces that you haven't learned before. Dice K was talking about some of the violin sonatas, and those are part of the core repertoire, but you don't always get a chance to play some of these works.
Yes.
So this is a great opportunity for you guys. So again, we are talking about the Alexander Paley Music Festival in its 20th year. This weekend at St. Luke Lutheran Church kicks off tonight at 7:30 with the works for two pianos. And then tomorrow, the Beethoven Sonatas with Dice K, 3 o'clock, and then 7:30. So a perfect way to plan your day, going to one concert, have a little dinner, and then go back and hear the rest of the sonatas. And then Sunday afternoon at 3:00.